Zalmay Jawar is a tall, rangy, gentle 28-year-old man from Kabul, Afghanistan, who's lived for most of his life under warlords and tyrants. You may recognize his voice. Zalmay was our interpreter during the war to depose the Taliban. One day below the smashed Buddha statues in Bamiyan, Zalmay interpreted the words of a man who was digging up a mass grave.
These people had been killed in 1998, and they have been buried here. There are four people. Their hands had been tied behind them, and they were buried here.
Zalmay is brilliant. I don't use the word casually. He learned English when he was left alone to guard his family's house during a long bloodletting between the old Soviet army and the warlords. They were emptying books, which were considered Western and suspicious, out of the Kabul University library. Books were sold on the street for kindling. People bought them to strap the covers onto their feet for shoes.
At that point, you know, I saw these books, which all had the Kabul University library stamp or seal on them. And they were really good books. So I bought a lot, and I brought them home, and I started reading them, even though they were difficult for me. But I was writing down the words which I didn't know, and I would look them up in the dictionary. And so at that point, you know, I read a lot of books, which were mostly American books.
Arthur Kessler's Darkness at Noon, George Orwell's 1984, British books, actually, affected him most. Stories about lonely, ordinary men trying to stay vital and alive in a tyranny. For 5.5 years, Zalmay and his family, and his country, lived in fear and hiding. Most of the world turned away. He says that when the Taliban finally fled, his family felt blessed to have been beaten down, but still alive. They had seen so many others beaten to death. On a long, chilly night in a mountain in Bamiyan, we looked up at the stars as Zalmay recounted the ways in which ancient Mesopotamians and modern astronomers have seen them. Zalmay said that he often dreamed, that is also not a word used casually, about coming to school in the U.S. or Britain. He said that he wanted to learn in a place that is abrim with people from all over the world, where ideas are abundant and wild. Zalmay Jawar landed in New York City 10 days ago. He saw the Statue of Liberty and the whole of Ground Zero and felt a tug of kinship. On September 11, 2003, Zalmay Jawar enrolled in Amherst College. He's studying calculus, geology, economics, and religion, including Buddhism. Zalmay is probably the only student there who has actually walked in the Valley of Flowers and among graves that the Buddhas of Bamiyan have stood over for 2,000 years. Amherst and America are blessed to have him.